Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Lili Nenshmas, Imi Morosi, Rusbas Mordechai. Today's shiur is sponsored by Parnas HaChodesh. Shmuley Echt, in honor of David Zlatnik, F200. Akiva Solkowitz, F94. Shalom Rand, F202. Oh, he's in the house. Reb Shalom is the... Hope you brought some meat. Shmuley Davidowitz, B202, and the official 8-minute daf Yomi committee in honor of Rabbi Stefanski. And my upcoming 90th day of doing the daf, learning Torah consistently, especially while doing pre-med, has been a real challenge that I've been trying to improve on. And I'm really grateful to Rabbi Eli on the opportunity to be part of America's Daf Yomi. Tzeischem l'sholem to the chief shul shusher. Who's that by us?
What? We in our shul?
Yeah. The chief shul shusher. No, this is not for you. Oh, okay. But in our shul, I'm asking Stam a theoretical. What? Who? I'm asking the shusher who the shusher is. I just want to know if you realize that you're the chief shul shusher. Yehuda ben Chaim Tzvi Peretz. MY1. Please join the MDY Dafshir. You will love it. And we'll This is somebody that doesn't watch the daf, so how is he going to see it? Okay, whatever, I'll show him. You will love it. It will keep us connected from afar, from anonymous. Yishkoyah. Rabbi, this was an emotional one, not so much for me. There's a whole long story behind this. I got part of it here. Thank you, Reb Eli, for bringing me to this moment in my life. It might be hard for some to believe, but in my 54 years on this planet, I've never put up a sukkah, schach. I remember in Hebrew school helping put up some decorations. I've been planning this since I started learning sukkah with you. But nothing prepared me for the flood of emotions that came over me today, placing the schach on top of the first sukkah I built at my own home. I've trouble connecting most of the times when I daven and also many in the shul. But today, as I placed it in place, I felt the power of thousands of years of my people all over the world. I really felt part of something so much bigger. I'm going to be using this opportunity to invite some of my secular Jewish friends over during the week to experience this. And who knows, I might even get some to join the daf. I want to thank you and the rest of the guys from Zoom who've been so supportive, especially Mark Ashkenazi. Also, no elephants were harmed in building of the sukkah. Jeff Rosenberg. Shkoyach, Jeff. I don't know. Mark, where does he live, Mark? I see Mark clapping on Zoom. Mark, where does he live? Tell Avi where he lives. Oh, he's over there in California? He's one of David Agal's boys. Shmuley Bex. I recently joined you here thanks to my friend of Romeo Farkovich, who posts the sheets. I actually learned that most days at Chavrusa, but found you share to be most amazing. Started listening every day. Just wanted to point out that part of what pulls me to the shear is your funny comment stories throughout the shear. Obviously, the shear itself clarifies some points as a side note. It clarifies some of the Gemara, but the main thing is there's some stories and some geshmaka stuff going on. I may have missed the first time. I even enjoy your running through the sponsors and commentary. It truly makes me feel a part of something even though we've never met. I don't know if this was your objective, but it all pulls me to learn more. So thank you so much. Yes, it was my objective. Next time I'm in Eretz Yisrael, I definitely plan on trying to come to live share at least once. Shmuley Bex, Yishkoyach. Saw this yeshivish man walking exactly like this. I stopped and asked him what he was doing. Response? Watching Rebellious Daf. Here's the yeshivish man. Listen, there's a guy in Cedarhurst, so he thinks this is yeshivish. He saw this yeshivish man. I mean, maybe he's yeshivish and he... I don't know. He could be, yeah. He's not from Panovich. I don't know what yeshiva... Cedarhurst yeshiva. This is yeshiva for Rockaway yeshivish. Okay, well, I don't know. I used to down yeshivish for Rockaway, so I don't know. The White Sox gave it away. Oh, here's an interesting one. Dear Belly, as well as making newspapers, this is from Yossi Sounders. I'm also a freelance chazan. This year, davening Singers Hill Shul in Birmingham, UK. As you can see, my Gemara now accompanies me onto the Bima together with my Machzor. Rabbi Jacob's pictured and right, already daffs with someone else. But give him a shout out anyways. I love an MDY as he would love, Yossi Sanders would love an MDY Gemara. Please see also my write-up on MDY London Sealing last week's paper, and finally, just for you, blah, 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 Yossi Sanders, Manchester Jewish Weekly. Here's Yossi Sanders. Now, check this out. A while ago, I was trying to open up a special koilel. I wanted to do something called koilel chazar sashatz. I noticed that in a lot of shuls, there are people, especially the chashev people, they like to learn during chazar sashatz, which is against halacha. It says halacha, you're not allowed to learn during chazar sashatz. They learn. So I was going to open up a special koilel called koilel chazar sashatz. We pay special those who are over on a mefurash halacha. And we pay them. But the problem was, I couldn't find a Rosh Koilo. Rabbi, here's the Rosh Koilo. He's the chazan, and he has his art scroll on the beam as he's chazan. And he's boring everybody else, and he's learning the whole daf. This is the Rosh Koilo that I was looking for all the years. Here he is, Rabbi Yossi Sanders, Rosh Koilo of Chazoras Hashatz Koilo. All right. Moving on to the more serious stuff, daf, today's daf chof. And I want to say this, Raboisai, this is where people fall off the bandwagon, right here, sukkahs. It's very difficult to learn, and not everybody has a big party in the sukkah like we're going to have this beautiful breakfast every morning. And by the way, if you're part of the daf, you are invited. If you've been learning with us, you're invited. There are those who are going to start learning with us on Sukkot. They're not invited. And your children and wives are not invited. If you do the daf, you're invited. Doesn't matter where you live and how you watch, you're invited. So for all those, I just need to say, I'm getting phone calls. Can I pay 200 shekel to come? No! Yesterday, Simon Jacobs delivered 2 cases of Castel wine. You're talking about thousands of shekel worth of wine. Each bottle is over 200 shekel. 2 cases. So we're going to have wine in the morning. Just the way it's meant to be on Yontif. And it's kvias because every year we do it at this time. It's the Yontif kvias. Just like Matzah Shabbos, we have a 9:30. It's not the 7:15. Oh, I got to read your email. You're right. I forgot to print it out. Yishkoyach, that's a very good one. And I forgot to print it out. What? We'll have to do one of the nights. The New Yorkers complained that they're going to be lost. Anyways, what happens is people fall off the bandwagon. They miss a daf here, miss a daf there. They get discouraged. They get depressed. It's very depressing. You want to finish the whole masechta. The idea is don't get depressed. It's all right. You missed 1 or 2 daf, even 7 daf. Just go to where we are holding, whatever it is. Daf Chav Zayin, Amatzah Yontev, Chav Ches, whatever it is. Just jump on, pretend it never happened, and later on you might be able to catch up. If you don't, it's not in the world. But don't leave Daf Yomi because you messed up on Yontif. All right. So now we are going into. Oh, we're a shir tomorrow night. Should it be just right here? Every day in my soak in the morning, but tomorrow night here?
No, you
should be. I'm looking for more. By the way, Mayor Planko is here in the back, is sponsoring a full breakfast one day. Bensi Novak is spelling a full breakfast, and the rest I am sponsoring. All right, so tomorrow night's shiur is right here in the Beis Medrash, typical time, 9:30. There those who ask every single Matzah Shabbos, what time is shiur? The same as it was last week, the same as it's going to be next week. 9:30. What time is shiur? In the morning, 7:15. Okay. And on Sukkot, it's 10:30. We have a 10:30. It's Kavua Sukkot for the last 3-4 years. It's a beautiful atmosphere. It's unbelievable. Okay. What? No. In my Sukkah at 10:30. And on a regular day. Right. Fine. No, I'm saying Sukkot is a yontif of achdus, of camaraderie. Everybody comes into the sukkah. All types of people we have: chassidim and litvaks, misnagdim and anti-misnagdim, and lubavitchers. And we have a token chassid even, and we rent a Yerushalmi guy. It's unbelievable. We have everybody there. Yes. Yes, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos and yontif for daf yomi. Ask Yeshua. He drives to different places to recruit. It's a whole matzah with him. No, I don't think you can do that. Now they're going to cut that out and say, I said, okay, whatever. Says the Gemara. We're holding four lines from the bottom at the words, Shezeh Goyrim. It's the last words of the sugya, and all it means is that Sukkos, Chag HaSukkos is Goyrim. The thing that we care about is Sukkos. In other words, if a person brings or says he's going to bring in a dava 1 minute before Sukkos, he must bring in that Sukkos. He doesn't have, according to this man, Omar, three Yamim Tovim. Why am I reading it again? Because it's Chag HaSukkos Goyrim. According to this man, Omar, it's Sukkos that is the most important out of everything. And now let's get on to the regular program. Says the Gemara. The Yaitzaba, it says in the Mishnah, if a person brings a carbon and he stipulates that it should be a carbon, it's a taida, he crossed the ocean, he came from America to Eretz Yisrael, and he wants to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving his life or for bringing him here, or he had a disease, or he's in jail, you bring a carbon taida. You cannot use that carbon, although it's a carbon taida, it's and a chagiga is a shlamim, so I would say, okay, let's use it for this. But since on yontiv, you're mechuyev, again, you're mechuyev to bring this red carbon here, this shalmi chagiga, this shalmi nedava, a voluntary shlamim. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you must bring a shalmi chagiga as you come to the Beis HaMikdash. So you cannot be yaitza with your taida. Pshita, says the Gemara, that's pashat. Dav shebechayvahu. There's a chiyuv to bring a taida. How do I know it's a chiyuv? Because it says in the pasuk, v'chagoysim oisoi chag l'ashem. Chagiga, chag. That equals shalmi chagiga. You must bring a shalmi chagiga. That says in the Torah. V'chal davar shebechayva in a ba'al min achulim. It has to be readily available to bring as a carbon. You can't just piggyback ride, kill two birds with one stone and say, oh, I'm going to be yaitz my taida and be yaitz my chagiga. No, you have a special chiyuv. You have to bring a pure, non-carbon-related animal. Says the Gemara, let's see what the parish. I'm telling you a chiddush here. Maybe I would think that if a person says specifically, I want to bring a taida, I don't have to. I cross the ocean. It doesn't say in the Torah I have to bring it. But it's a halacha and shulchan aruch. It's not a pasuk. So I want to bring my taida, but also be yaitz my chagi. He says it mefurish as he's donating it. Ki the boy minay Reb Shimon Lakish Reb Yochanan Reb Shlakish Asher Reb Yochanan. Hoy Marieli taida veitzibo yidei chagiga. I want to bring a taida, but I also at the same time want to be yaitz my carbon chagiga. Or now, what happens when he does that? So as soon as the words come out of his mouth, Harieli taida. I want to bring a taida. That's it. It's a taida. Then he continues to speak and he says, oh, and I also want to add something to it, chagiga. No good. That's what the Gemara is going to tell us. Same thing. Hareini nazir. I'm accepting by myself to be a nazir. I'm not going to drink wine. I'm going to grow my hair. I'm going to be careful with tuma. Va'agaleach mimois ma'isa sheni. And I'm going to use what's ma'isa sheni, the 10% of your produce that you give to yourself. But you have a lot of produce, so you transfer into cash, and instead of buying steaks in Yerushalayim, you want to buy karbanos. Those are the karbanos I have to bring as a nazir. Mahu. So Shlokish has Rebbe, what could I? Amalei, nadur ve'eino yaitza. Nazir ve'eino galeach. Once you say the words, I'm bringing a taida, that's it. The nether is chal. Once you say I'm going to be a nazir, you're a nazir. Now you cannot add to it and say, oh, but I want to piggyback on the Ma'aser Sheni. I want to piggyback. No. It has to be a pure carbon. Says the Gemara. So, it's a personal, very personal story. I never really said the story. I was about 19, 20 years old. I was dancing at a chasana, like a mashugana. And a guy comes over to me. Should I talk to you? Yeah, whole schmooze. So he's telling me about his daughter. And then he says, listen, whoever marries my daughter, I give him $6 million. $6 million. Now, $6 million in those days is probably, I don't know, $20, $30 million today. the house that we bought in Kensington, that was $120,000. Today it's, you know, $1.5 million. Whatever. It's at least 3-4 times, right? 27 years ago. So I go home all excited, tell my father, this guy is gonna give me his number and the whole thing. So my father told me, he said, listen, if you could take the money and bring it home and put the wife in the bank, that's a very good idea. But since the money's in the bank and the wife is home, it doesn't make sense. So, makes sense. My father. Lemaisa Tachlis Giret is probably the worst advice my father ever gave me. She's probably 50 years old now. And whatever the joke you said yesterday, that's what she was probably also. Why else would the guy offer so much money? Okay, anyway. Ahu Gaver, the Amar Luhu. There's a guy dying on his deathbed. And he said to a guy, Havule Arba Mea Zuzay, right? The Gemara always says Arba Mea, it's a guzma, it's a huge number. Give this guy 400 zuz for my bank account, Leploini. Vilin Sibarti, he has to marry my daughter. Oh, started back then already. Omar Papa, Arba Mea Shokil, Lemaisa Tachlis. If I would have married that girl, there would be no MDY. What, I would be somewhere in Chveis Nishvu. Zohar Kosh Baruch Hu is savior of the world. Nice. He said, or we would have a much bigger building. Amar Papa. Shver gave me much more than that, but he didn't make it a tnai. He saw that I was a great guy, and he's like, yeah, okay. Amar Papa, Arba Meir Shakil. What happens is the guy gets his 400 zuz. If he feels like marrying her, great, not. Because you basically, it's Amira Legavoy, Kemasir Lehedyoy. But this guy's a Shkimara. So you have to be, everything he says goes because you don't want him to go crazy. He said, give this guy 400. Stop, give him 400. The next condition, but he doesn't say, but, he says, and he should marry my daughter. Well, stop. If you want to marry, marry. Great. Iboy Leinosif. Time though. Stam reminded me of this other great story that I like to say all the time, but there was some Rebbe that did not like his son-in-law. He realized, like right after the chassan, this guy's a real, he messed up in the shidduch big time. So he told his son-in-law, listen, it was a beautiful chassan video we just saw. Beautiful, beautiful. But I noticed that under the chuppah, when the Masada Kiddushin said the bracha, he was mechaven. So at the end of the day, the Kiddushin is not chal. So what should I do, Rebbe? Oh, what you should do is give a get, and we'll just say the brachas again. So the guy gave a get. He said, oh, stop. That part is good. Now we have to think about the brachas. So you do half, and then you think about the other half later. First you take the 400 in cash, and then if you want to marry her, great. If not. Time it amal ha'ovele v'linsiv. Avali amal linsiv ha'ovele. But if we reversed it, he said first, on condition he marries my daughter. And if he marries my daughter, this 400 zuz, inasav shakil, vilay nasav loy shakil. There's a dionir, rishonim, taisvist, rush, different. What if, in our case, he says, I want to bring a chagiga, but also I want to bring a chagiga, yeah, and I want to bring a taida. Is it like the reverse in this case where marry 400, that does work. You have to marry the 400. So maybe you could do chagiga toida. Maybe you have to bring both. You could be yoitz on both. Merema didn't say it was a question that Reb Shlokish asked Reb Yochanan, and Reb Yochanan told him, palgina dibur, so to speak. You can only be yoitz of one. That's how you say it. Anan. We don't say it as a given. It was a question that Rabbi Shlokish asked Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan answered him. Okay, so it says in the Pasuk, in the Torah, V'samach yodoy aroy sha'ayla. This is the halacha of smicha. You have to lean on the head of the animal. This, what kind of oila we're talking about? So yesterday, so we ingrained this in our head. Yesterday we spoke about these oilas, there's four oilas. There's oilas riyah, that on Yontif, everybody coming to Yerushalayim today, in those days, would bring a carbon oilas riyah. And tomorrow, there's going to be a tamid in the Beis HaMikdash, which is also an oilah, and there's a carbon musaf for sukkahs. And the pasuk is talking about oilas nedava. Voluntary, I want to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu a full animal, I don't want to eat any steaks, I want it all to go on the Mizbeach. That oilas nedava, the pasuk says, v'samach, you must do smicha, lean all your weight on the head. It doesn't say it by any of the other oilas. Okay, the same thing, interestingly enough, was that, that's fine. It says, v'samach yodei arosh karbonim, but look what it says in the beginning of the pasuk. Vim zevach shlamim karbonai, shlamim v'samach. Again, voluntary shlamim. So here are the three shlamim that we spoke about yesterday. Shalmei chagiga is a chiyuv to bring. Shalmei simcha is if you run out of chagiga meat, ain simcha ela bebasar, right, Shalom? Basar. So you bring another carbon, but it's part of the chiyuv. Shalmei nedava, I want to bring in nedava. On that also, the Torah says v'samach. So we have two somachs, both by nedava and not by chayava. So how do we know that by chayva you have to do smicha, or maybe you don't? Tani itana kamei de Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba vayakir v'sa'oila v'yaseo kamishpat. Kamishpat oilas nedava. This pasuk is by miluim. It's a chayva to bring a miluim. The Torah says that you have to bring these korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. That's not a voluntary oila. And the oila, that chiyuv oila, is kemishpat, like the laws that we have. What does kemishpat mean? So we must say, like the laws we have by, the halachas that we have by oilas nedava, that we know, that oilas nedava do smicha. Limid, oilas l'chayva should do smicha. Okay. Amalai, domalachmani. This must be, he says, this must go according to Bishamai. And we're going to prove that it goes according to Bishamai. Then Gemara says, no, it doesn't go according to Bishamai. It goes according to everybody. What's his big proof that it goes only according to Bishamai? D'lo gamri Bishamai, don't learn Shalmei Chayv Bishamai Nedava. Oh, as the Gemara is going to explain, as Rashi explains, Gemara is going to explain, you cannot learn out a Nedava from a Chayv. A Nedava comes every single day in the Beis HaMikdash almost, besides Shabbosim, let's say. But 6 out of 7 days, there's always a carbon Shlamei. Shalmei Chayva comes on Yontif, special occasions. So you cannot learn, say, Beishamei, one from the other. They're very different. Okay, a svara to be mechalik. Now, the Beis Hillel, we saw in our Mishnah, right? We just learned the Mishnah on Daf Yutes, that what? That according to Beis Hillel, you do smicha. According to Beishamei, you don't do smicha. The Beis Hillel, kiv in the garmi shalmi chayva, mishalmi nedava. Why in the world do they say that you have to do smicha on a yontif like sukkahs? Because they must be learning out a shlamim that you have to bring on sukkahs from a shlamim that you just bring voluntary. And that we saw the pasuk. The voluntary shlamim, it says mefurish in the pasuk. V'samach yodai. First it talks about shlamim, then it says v'samach yodai. Okay. They must be learning it like that. And the Gemara and the Maskonah is going to say, no, that's not how they learned it. You made a mistake. If you compare, Basila compare a Shalmei Nedava to Shalmei Chayva, Shalmei Chayva to Shalmei Nedava, and therefore they can learn that they're equal and they both require smicha. But Beishamei say Chayva is different than Nedava, one is more frequent than the other, so you cannot learn one from the other. So according to Beishamei, there's no smicha on Sukkos when you bring that Chiyuv of Shlamim, your Shalmei Chagiga, and according to Basila, there is. Why do Beis Shammai, or whatever this Bryce is? I think this Bryce is Beis Shammai. You know why? Because according to Beis Hillel, there's no need to bring a word kemishpat. I just learn out one oila from the other oila. Just like I learn one shlamim chayva from nedava, so I learn oilas chayva from oilas nedava. And that we saw in the first pasuk. That is a mefurish pasuk by Ayla. V'samach yodai al roish Ayla. So I take the chayva and I learn it from here. Why does it say that I learn now from the word kemishpat? Obviously, it doesn't go according to Beis Hillel, it goes according to Beis Shammai. Rishon is saying you need a special pasuk. Says Gemara, no. Umimai the Vesilum Shalme, Choyva Meshalme, Dova Gamri, Dilma Moilas Choyva Gamri, Vos Choyva Gufo, Bayikra. Okay, I made a little chart here. I think I printed it. You're saying that we go from the black to the green. I'm learning Shalme Choyva from Shalme Nedava. No. Maybe he learned Shalme Chagiga, a Shlomim from Ayla. And how do I learn Ayla? From Kemishpat. In other words, even Beis Hillel agreed that I need the word Kemishpat. So this Braisa that says Kemishpat that I learn, Ayla's Choyva. That doesn't say in the pasuk anywhere that Ayla Choyva, you have to lean on it, the head. The Braisa says I learned from the word Kemishpat. Maybe it goes even according to Beis Hillel, not Bishamai. Maybe even Beis Hillel agree that there's no way you can learn regular Shlomim. That's a Chayva from Shlomim that are Nadava. Why? Because one is very frequent, one is not frequent. And the Chayva you learn from Kemishpat. Says Gemara. What are you telling me? You can't go this way. You can't learn Shlomim that are nedava from Shlomim that are chayva. Why? She came with suyin. One is frequent, one is not. So then you can't go downwards. You cannot learn Shlomim from a ayla. Ayla is a carbon you put completely on the mizbeach, and a Shlomim you get to eat half of it or most of it. It says Gemara, Elo, whatever the word is, Asya mibinaya. So I'm going to save you all the pain and aggravation. Very, very poshut. If you ask me that shlomim is matzui, it's very, very common, I'm going to tell you, no. Asim v'vinaya means I'm going to learn from the combination of shlomim and oila. So no matter where you ask me a question from, I have an answer. What are you going to tell me? Shlomim is different. You cannot learn out a shlomim chayva from nedava because one is very frequent. Well, guess what? Oilas Chayva isn't. And you bring, how do you know, from Kemishpat? You're going to tell me Oila is burnt completely on the Mizbeach. And that's why it's different. Shalmei Nedavah are not burnt completely. And you do Smicha. The bottom line is, I'm just telling you the whole Rashi Baal Peh. Bottom line is, Tzad HaShava. Both Oila and Shlamim have two things in common. First of all, you have to bring wine with it, Nesachim, Kastel. Second of all, you have to do Smicha. So Memela, anything that you bring wine, and you'd have to do Smicha. Anything, so I'm learning a combination of Shlamim and Oila to teach us the halachas of Chayva by Oila, Chayva by Shlamim. They both, everything requires Smicha. Says Gemara, V'sari v'shamim shamim chayva lo'y boy Smicha. So what do you tell me? Based on what we said in the Mishnah, Shami say, Shlomim, that you bring on Sukkot, let's say, that's a chayv, you must bring, obligatory, loy bo yismicha. You don't have to lean on it with all your might. How could that be? V'tanya amir b'yoysi, l'enechliku b'yishami b'sila al-smicha atzmas shetzarech. B'yishami agree that you have to do smicha. So why are you telling me b'yishami say that you don't? Rabbi Yossi says, b'yishami agree to it. So then what is the machlaik is? I'm l'enechliku, I'll take it for the smicha shechita. Do I have to do smicha immediately prior to the Shechita? Shemisham Yoyimim, Enit Tzarech, or Bisalayimim, Tzarech. That's the whole machlokes. According to Bisham, you have to do Smicha, but you don't have to do it immediately before the Shechita. So please do it Erev Yontif. Do it 24 hours prior, lean on it, prepare it, get it ready. There's no reason to do it on Yontif because you're using an animal on Yontif. You're not supposed to use an animal. Do it the day before. Bisalayim, Tzarech. You need to do it immediately before, fine. Says the Gemara, okay, so what are you telling me? That you thought that Bishamai say you don't have to do smicha. You bring me a Rabbi Yossi that says, Bishamai hold, you do have to do smicha. Guess what? There's somebody else that holds like you also. You don't have to do smicha. So don't bring me a writer from Rabbi Yossi. Huda Amar Kaitano, the Tanya Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, another Rabbi Yossi. But this time it's a different Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda. Lelechi Bishamai Vesil, I'll take the smicha shechita shetzarech. Everybody agrees that you have to do smicha immediately prior to the shechita. You can't do it erev yantif. In Shalmei Chayva, do you do smicha or not? In our Mishnah, Ashlamim that you bring on Sukkos, that is the machlokes, just like we were learning the whole time. Shemishamayorim, and it's already Siloim, it's already. Fine. Rabbeisai, an incredible story. Really incredible story that we can learn a lot and bring it into our lives. We're talking about Hillel HaZaken. Hillel HaZaken was the Nasi of Klal Yisrael, the greatest man alive. Hillel HaZaken, whatever he said, went. Listen to this story. Ma'aseh b'Hillel HaZaken, Shehei v'yoy lasil azara, he himself brings a little shepsula, a male sheep. Why? Because when you bring an ayla, it must be a male. So he brings the male sheep. Lismecha lebe yontav. And he's about to perform smicha on it, to lean on it with all his might. Chavral of Talmidim Shamei HaZaken. So of course, the Talmidim show up, the Kanaim from the other side, from Shamei's Talmidim, and they're there at the right time, the right place. They show up, and they start shepherding the Galadar. They also have their Gadol, Shamei, and Hillel. And what are you doing? Rebbe told us, you don't do smicha. Mamash like in the Mishnah. But Hillel holds, you do smicha. Says the Gemara, Amru loy mativa shabeh mazu. What do you think you're doing? What is this for? Amar lehem nekevehi. This is a female. Ulzivche shlamim eveisiyo. I'm bringing shlamim. I'm not bringing oila. Kishke shlohem biznava. And maybe I could do a smicha on it. Kishlem biznava. And he tried to expose, he's showing them, hey, look, it's in a keva. They're not going to look, but he started grabbing the tail so they should see that it's in a keva. If it wasn't in a keva, it was Zachar. Bochulem, they didn't look, they believed him. Says Rashi, the bottom line, Shlomim, Hevisiyo, Meroiv and Vasanusoi, Shel Hillel. He was such an honor. He was the Galad Dar. He could have passed him on the spot. Rabbi Yashiv, you do smicha. What do you get out of here? No. I'm a sinusoi. He didn't want to get into an argument. He didn't want them to fight with him. So he lied. He pasha lied. He said, I'm bringing a keva. I'm bringing shlam. Two lies. Not one. Two lies. It's an argument against his own sheet entire. That's even worse. I think there's a tightness on him. I'm not sure, but you have to be. It's not to say that when it comes to halacha, you should do it. Hillel was on a certain madrega. He did it. Fakert, he held a certain way. You don't say, yeah, this is right. Yeah, maybe you do. But Lamaisi, he could have, at the end of the day, he could have just said, guys, you know what you're talking about? I pass in halachas, you do smicha. You know what? He didn't want to bother them. He wanted to just get out of there. So there's a big shayla. The Sefer Hasidim says, you could only do it. Question, let's say, you don't want to lend somebody money. Are you allowed to tell him, I don't have money? Don't have money. You allowed to do that? Mivnei HaShalom, so he shouldn't get mad at you. You can tell him, I don't trust you. Last time you didn't return the money to me. Or my neighbor told me you go around asking everybody for money, you never give it back. Or you can say, I'm sorry, I fell on hard times. Make up a maisa. You allowed to do that? So some say you're not allowed to. The Sefer Hasidim says a chiddush, you cannot do so because it's in the future. Well, I see we're running late. Most argue on him, they bring rise from our Gemara, that even it didn't happen yet, you're allowed to lie. Okay, fine. But you see this idea of lying with Bnei Shalom. You say, Kosh Baruch Hu did it with Avram Avinu and Sarah. He says, Avram Avinu said he's old. He didn't say you're old. You lied to Bnei Shalom. Fine. That day, Bishamai were stronger than Bishilo. And because they were bigger and stronger, they decided to make the halacha like Bishamai, that you don't lean on an animal. There's one elderly Talmud of the other team. I don't know if you ever play basketball. When you play basketball and the other team screams, foul, this is not a foul. And if there's one guy from the other team that says, no, I saw it. Then that's it. Checkmate. There's no argument. The other guy says, the other Talmud from the other side says, no, Hillel is right. The Baba and Butashmai, famous, a lot of stories about him in Chas, a lot. There's some famous one in Baba Basra. Hillel. He knew the halacha was like him. Vishalach, Vehevi, called Soin Kedib Shulaim, Shibi Shulaim. He brought the best of the best animals. And he put them, says Taisus, in Harabayas, not in the Azor. You can't bring Chum Ba'azorah. They weren't a carbon yet. In the Azorah. V'omar. And he said, call me Shoroi Tzalismach Yavai Yismach. I'm telling you guys here, take these animals, do smich like Basil. And they decide Allah's like Basil. And nobody said a word. We just turned to the Chafam and Beis. Sponsor by MDY Tanum Group for all those who need Shidduchim before Zinni Shuas. Please join us at dillon.8mindav.com. Sponsored by Natan Kushnud. Something like that. I got yelled at by Hill yesterday. It was Chos for my children. I call of Ben Dvora, Yisrael Yaakov Ben Dvora, that they should both do well in Eretz Yisrael. I have a Cheshik V'toyro Mitzvahs in Yerushalayim.
Keep Shalom always
wins.
That's what you say.
Kushnud.
That's the story. Hillel was Mishan and Yerushalayim, and then he won the argument anyways. And
oh, yeah, very good point, Nachman. I like it a lot. He won the argument. Not only did he win the argument, the Gemara is trying to point out that he almost lost the argument. He should have lost the argument because there's more of them, and they were going to be kaveh for life. Couldn't change it. But something happened, and there was a flip within, and they were able to make the halacha. Why? Because he wanted peace. He did something for the peace. I mean, if you think about it, it's an incredible story. The power he had. He was the most powerful man in Klal Yisrael. He could have in a second said, you don't know what you're talking about. Get out of here. But the guy would have been upset. And he said, what do you mean, Rebbe? No. Rebbe Shaw. Shuv. Another story. Now there's a Talmud of Basil, not like his Rebbe. So then a Talmud of the other team comes along. What are you doing here with this Micha? Omar loy, mazu shtika, you should shut up. But he said it, and he took his words, and he yelled right back at him. He said, mazu shtika, smicha? And he said it almost rhymes, mazu shtika, like, sha, none of your business. Says the Gemara, shitko bin azifa, valach loy. He walked away from him, shut him up, and walked away. Omar abaya, you see from this a big halacha, ilkach, haytur merabon and domele lechavre the milsa. If there's Talmud Chacham, then another friend tells him something not nice. Shouldn't add to it. You see from here. You see in a lot of fights, you could win argument. Maybe, I've never tried it. But usually what happens is, two kids fighting at home. So one kid gives a patch to the other one. If the other one would just return the patch, it's very possible the fight would be over. But usually you add like 20%. This is instead of a patch, you give him a punch. A punch! You give a kick. And before, he chokes him out. And that hospital holds up. But you could de-escalate it if all fights, you curse me, you said, shut up. Shut up. But if you use a worse and this, that's how the fights are going. So you see from over here, this is Furshi Gemara. He used a not nice lashon. He said, mazu smicha, just tell him mazu shtika, and then the fight's over. But he said, you amaretz, you boor. It starts, okay, fine. Tanya, try it at home. Try it. I'm not going to try it, but you guys can try it. Tanya, I'm big into revenge. At least 10-20%. 50% more. Amru, so now, Basil say, listen, you don't want to buy into my pshat. I have a pasuk. I'm showing you psukim that I'm right. But what about logic? Let's use logic here. Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook meat on Shabbos, you're not allowed to shecht an animal on Shabbos, but you're allowed to bring it on the base on the Mizbeach, Tamid, Musaf on Shabbos. So on Yantiv, when you're allowed to do Oichel Nefesh, you're allowed to do all these malachas to cook and everything. So certainly, you should be able to bring it to the Mizbeach. Moritik is Svara. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook at home, but you're allowed to cook in the Beis HaMikdash. So in Yantif, they're allowed to cook at home. Certainly you should be able to bring karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Amar le Mishamai, very nice, nice try. Nedar u'nedava zichichu. Don't you agree that you cannot bring a nedava, stam, a voluntary karban? Shemutu lehedyot. V'asu legevaya. You're allowed to shecht an animal at home on Yantif, but you cannot bring a nedava on Yantif. You agree to that. Nobody's arguing. Soon we'll see that they do argue. But according to this, they still say you cannot bring a nedav in the Beis HaMikdash. Why not? You could check the animal at home on Yantif. You know why we hold, according to this pshat in the Gemara, you can't bring in a dava? Because you can bring it tomorrow. There's no need to bring it now on Yontif. When you're hungry at home, I need a shech today on Yontif. But on a dava, bring your animal in a week from now. Bring it 2 weeks. Wait until Yontif's up. Wait the Chalamayid. What are you doing it now on Yontif? Not true? It says, that's not. If you forgot to bring a chagiga on the first day of Yontif, so you could bring it the entire Yontif. It's not kavua. No, that's considered that it has a very, very specific time, very limited time. It's not. Why? If you forget to bring it, then you can never bring it again. So it's a big loss. It's a big loss. I want to bring it dafka on the first day. Because what happens? I go on a chalamay trip with my family, and I forget to do the daf. I mean, I forget to bring the carbon. I get messed up. Chalamay messes everybody up, right? Everybody going on these trips. Besides the Yosef Biliak. He has to send it back home and do the videos. Don't be sad. It's a beautiful thing. I'm not either going. Me and you will hang out together. So it says in the Pasuk, Lochem. Look, in the Pasuk that says about Oichel Nefesh, we showed this Pasuk early in the Masechta. Lochem. I have arrived from the Torah that you're wrong. You can only Shecht for yourself, not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, not true. So, if we go back to this pasuk, the pasuk that we learned Shalmi Chagim from, the Chagoyzim, Moise Chag, Lashem. You couldn't bring to Hashem. You said it, Lochem. Here, Machloikas. Lochem, Bishamai, and Bisil say, I'm sorry, Lashem, Bisil, Lochem, Bishamai. That's what I said. Okay. Says Gemara. Omer la misil v'alik v'nam al Hashem. Called al Hashem. Anything. Imke matam aloyim alochem. Lochem v'leil alachrim. Lochem just is coming to say, you cannot cook on Yontif for your cleaning lady. Lochem v'leil alachlavim. If you have a dog, Rechman al Snan, I don't know anybody like that. But if you have a fashtunkin, a dog, kuf lamed v'ez, I'm kidding because I have one. The new guy doesn't have that. I'm joking around. He's getting nervous. We have a dog. That's what I'm saying. Okay, yeah. I almost got it. Yeah. Wow. We have a kuf. My brother comes to Shabbos. He goes, where's the kuf lamed vase? The whole Shabbos. P-I-G, kuf lamed vase. He won't even say the name. Yeah, kuf. Chof lamed vase. He doesn't know how to spell. The Americanish guy, kuf lamed vase. Kalev. Fine. So you can't shecht on yanta for your dog. You can't do what? Fine. Says Gemara. You're not going to believe this. Abishal, literally, if you look at it, it looks identical to what we just said. The same exact logic. Hold on, because we're late. Same logic, but it's very different. That what? And he says, here's a kira in the time of the Gemara. Stove in the time of the Gemara. So if it's closed, the top is completely closed. In other words, I'm not allowed to cook on it. On Shabbos. Kiras Rabcha Ptucha. Nevertheless, your Rebbe's stove is open. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mizbeach is ready for business. You're allowed to bring a Tamid. And you're allowed to bring a Musaf, right? So far, it's identical to before. The Makom Shekipiras Ptucha. If your stove, oven, top, is open and available on Yontif, and it is, you get Rabcha Ptucha. Mamish, the same logic. What? You should have all the good meat, and your Rebbe's table is empty? There's no karbanas? Doesn't make any sense. What's the difference, though? Guess what? The Gemara over here doesn't bring Beishamai Svara. It doesn't say, oh, but you admit that Nedarim and Nedavis are Asr. It doesn't say it here. It's end. This is the end of the story. Obviously, Abishol holds that according to Basil, you're allowed to bring the Darim and Davis. That's why Bishamai never answered that. Before we were saying, Bishamai said, look, there's a Nadava that you agree that you cannot bring on Yontif. According to your logic, you should be able to bring it. But now it doesn't work. Because according to Basil, you could bring in a Dava. So they don't have that argument. But Michael Mivli said, so then what's the difference between Abishol and the Tanakhama? The same, the exact same Svara. Same Kavachimer. Mar Sav and Nadar Nadar is craving Beyontif. Abishol holds that according to Basil, you could bring a nether, and that's why Bishamah never answered him. Omar Savar, and Kriyam Biyantav, that even Bishil agree that the word Lashem means everything. Omar Savar, I'm sorry, that's before. Omar Savar, and Kriyam Biyantav, you don't. You cannot bring a Nadava on Yantav according to Bishil, and that's why Bishamah argued. Rabboisai, once again, Matzah Yantav at 9:30 here. Have a great Yantav. We'll see you then.